Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The NBA Finals is thrilling, but it's bad basketball. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I'm glad Dean Smith isn't watching the best-of-seven series to win the NBA championship. It's the kind of basketball that he would hate, two stars on each side hogging the ball while the home team won because the opponent made critical mistakes in the stretch. The Phoenix Suns' Devin Booker is letting his emergence as a superstar go to his head, and if he's not careful, his superior team is going to lose. So far, the home team has won each game, but the Suns are in serious jeopardy of losing Game 5 Saturday night in the Valley. While Booker had another 40-point game in the playoffs, he had little left down the stretch when Phoenix should have expanded a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter into a comfortable win. Booker took 28 of the Suns' 78 shots, and while he made 17 of them, he went 0-for-3 in long balls and should have fouled out on an obvious no-call. We all want Chris Paul to win his first NBA ring after 15 years in the league, but the State Farm commercial guy made two critical turnovers late, and the Suns were minus 10 during his 37 minutes on the court. At least during Booker's 39 minutes, the scoring was even. Carolina's Cameron Johnson played the fifth most minutes on his team, 29, and shot well and defended well with one great block. But it looked to me like the other Suns were reluctant to throw him the ball. His minus 9 points while on the court was because Booker was forcing too many shots while Cam and others were open. The Milwaukee Bucks weren't much better, depending on a spectacular game from the underrated Chris Middleton and their superior star Giannis. But they took almost half of the Bucks' 97 shots and went 3-for-10 from the three-point line, where the entire team hit only 24%. Booker and Middleton had great games, converting difficult shots in traffic when they could have passed off for cleaner looks. The old Celtics of Bird, McHale, and Parrish and the Bulls of Jordan, Pippen, and a third teammate played better team basketball than either of these would-be champions. Too many times you had to wonder why both teams were taking difficult shots when easier ones were available. The individual numbers are staggering, but more balance is going to win out. This is Archansky. See ya.